Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Think and Grow Rich call. It's a great day to be alive. This is the call. This is the time that we come together, entrepreneurs of the world, and unite at the beginning of each day and endeavor in the process of taking this beautiful seed that each of us has been given called life, and we endeavor to take that seed and turn it into a beautiful rose or a towering mighty oak tree rather than a weed. And that's what will happen if we don't make a conscious effort to nourish and cultivate this seed that we have called life. So I am grateful to be here on the call to start my morning off with each of you. Want to welcome you to the call. If you're just joining us and you didn't get a chance to introduce yourself, definitely go to Facebook and type in We Are Think and Grow Rich. You'll find our group. Come out and, you know, say who you are and share some ideas with people. Engage in the discussion. We want to get to know each other, and we definitely want to help each other and make this a true mastermind group as we move forward and endeavor to understand on a very deep intrinsic level and apply the principles taught in the amazing, life-changing, empowering book called Think and Grow Rich. And on that note, let's jump into our message for today, which is a continuation of the chapter on imagination. Yesterday, we learned about the two types of imagination, synthetic and creative imagination, and talked a little bit how to tap into those. And just a real quick review, synthetic imagination is utilizing other people's ideas, strategies, plans. You know, we get ideas from lots of other people, whether it's through books, whether it's on calls, whether it's in our Think and Grow Rich Mastermind, and we formulate from those ideas our own plan and our own ways to achieve the goals that we have in our lives. That's synthetic imagination. Creative imagination is where we actually put ourselves in harmony with the infinite, infinite intelligence, God, the creator, universe, whatever you want to call that wonderful power that exists that we all can tap into. Creative imagination is where we actually get ideas that are new and unique and come from outside of ourselves. And one of the best ways we can tap into the creative imagination is to put ourselves in the right vibration, put ourselves in tune. And we can do that by magnetizing our minds with a strong desire. And we do that by daily, morning and night, repetition of our major definite purpose and our self-confidence formula and whatever affirmations or incantations we want to add to that. You know, I was talking to Bill yesterday, and I just shared with him an experience. I took the week and a half, you know, for the holidays off, and I have a confession to make. I didn't do my affirmations while I was on vacation, and it was okay to take a little bit of time off, but when I Sunday night, was planning for getting back to work and really coming out and making 2012 the best year of my life, I recorded a new affirmation for myself. I set my new goal. You know, I put this brand new recording together, and as I laid my head down on my pillow Sunday night, and I put my headphones on, and I heard, you know, this relaxing background music, and I heard myself talking to myself, Paul, I want you to relax. I just got this big smile on my face, and I just felt like I had come home because I remembered, and I just got back into this zone of, okay, this is who we are. This is where we're going. These are the things we're going to accomplish this year, and it just felt sweet is the best word that I can describe. So definitely everyone be doing that on a daily basis to put ourselves in harmony with the infinite, and it will take practice, you know, make no mistake about it. All good things are located upstream from us. It will take some conscious effort, but it is very, 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 very extremely well worth the time put into it. Again, growing into that beautiful flower and that mighty, majestic oak tree versus a weed. Which one do we want to be? Well, it's going to be determined by our daily actions. So anyway, back into the discussion on imagination. We have a fabulous, amazing story that's going to help illustrate to us the incredible power of imagination. This story is entitled The Enchanted Kettle. 50 years ago, an old country doctor drove to town, hitched his horse, quietly slipped into a drugstore by the back door, and began dickering with the young drug clerk. His mission was destined to yield great wealth to many people. It was destined to bring the South the most far-flung benefit since the Civil War. For more than an hour, behind the prescription counter, the old doctor and the clerk talked in low tones. Then the doctor left. He went out to the buggy and brought back a large, old-fashioned kettle, a big wooden paddle used for stirring the contents of the kettle, and deposited them in the back of the store. The clerk inspected the kettle, reached into his inside pocket, took out a roll of bills, and handed it over to the doctor. The roll contained exactly $500, the clerk's entire savings. The doctor handed over a small slip of paper on which was written a secret formula. The words on that small slip of paper were worth a king's ransom, but not to the doctor. Those magic words were needed to start the kettle to boiling, but neither the doctor nor the young clerk knew what fabulous fortunes were destined to flow from that kettle. The old doctor was glad to sell the outfit for $500. The money would pay off his debts and give him freedom of mind. The clerk was taking a big chance by staking his entire life savings on a mere scrap of paper and an old kettle. He never dreamed his investment would start a kettle to overflowing with gold that would surpass the miraculous performance of Aladdin's lamp. What the clerk really purchased was an idea. The old kettle and the wooden paddle, the secret message on a slip of paper, were incidental. The strange performance of that kettle began to take place after the new owner mixed with the secret instructions an ingredient of which the doctor knew nothing. Read this story carefully. Give your imagination a test. See if you can discover what it was that the young man added to the secret message which caused the kettle to overflow with gold. Remember as you read that this is not a story from Arabian Nights. Here you have a story of facts, stranger than fiction. Facts which began in the form of an idea. Let us take a look at the vast fortunes of gold this idea has produced. It has paid and still pays huge fortunes to men and women all over the world who distribute the contents of the kettle to millions of people. The old kettle is now one of the world's largest consumers of sugar, thus providing jobs of a permanent nature to thousands of men and women engaged in growing sugarcane and in refining and marketing sugar. The old kettle consumes annually millions of glass bottles, providing jobs to huge numbers of glass workers. The old kettle gives employment to an army of clerks, stenographers, copywriters, and advertising experts throughout the nation. It has brought fame and fortune to scores of artists who have created magnificent pictures describing the product. The old kettle has converted a small southern city into the business capital of the South, where it now benefits directly or indirectly every business and practically every resident of the city. The influence of this idea now benefits every civilized country in the world, pouring out a continuous stream of gold to all who touch it. Gold from the kettle built and maintains one of the most prominent colleges of the South, where thousands of young people receive the training essential for success. The old kettle has done other marvelous things. All through the World Depression, when factories, banks, and business houses were folding up and quitting by the thousands, the owner of this enchanted kettle went marching on, giving continuous employment to an army of men and women all over the world, and paying out extra portions of gold to those who long ago had faith in the idea. If the product of that old brass kettle could talk, it would tell thrilling tales of romance in every language, romances of love, romances of business, romances of professional men and women who are daily being stimulated by it. The author is sure of at least one such romance, for he was a part of it, and it all began not far from the very spot on which the drug clerk purchased the old kettle. It was here that the author met his wife, and it was she who first told him of the enchanted kettle. It was the product of the kettle that they were drinking when he asked her to accept him for better or worse. Now that you know the content of the enchanted kettle is a world-famous drink, it is fitting that the author confess that the home city of the drink supplied him with a wife. Also that the drink itself provides him with stimulation of thought without intoxication, and hereby serves to give the refreshment of mind which an author must have to do his best work. Whoever you are, wherever you may live, whatever occupation you may be engaged in, just remember in the future, every time you see the words Coca-Cola, that its vast empire of wealth and influence grew out of a single idea, and that the mysterious ingredient the drug clerk, Asa Candler, mixed with the secret formula was imagination. Stop and think of that for a moment. Remember also that the 13 steps to riches described in this book were the media through which the influence of Coca-Cola has been extended to every city, town, village, and crossroads of the world. And that any idea you may create as meritorious as Coca-Cola has the possibility of duplicating the stupendous record of this worldwide thirst killer. Truly, thoughts are things, and their scope of operation is the world itself. What an amazing story. I love how Napoleon says, truth many times stranger than fiction, facts stranger than fiction. Who would have thought that a little kettle with a wooden paddle and the idea of a drink could just flow itself all throughout the world, producing fortunes for many people all throughout the world, through the country, boundaries, no barrier. All throughout the world, this little drink produced these fortunes for all these different people. Unbelievable. Imagination, an idea. Bill, are you on the line with me?
Yes, I am, Paul.
Hey, buddy. Any thoughts on the story for today?
Well, I really get a kick out of this. And it reminds me of Aladdin's lamp, allowing my imagination to run off with it. And I just want to read this one paragraph. You read it very well, but it really tells the story. The old kettle has done other marvelous things. Just think about this, people. Think about what we're going through right now in our country. All through the world, depression. All through the world, depression. Factories, banks, and businesses, and houses were folding up and quitting by the thousands. But the owner of this enchanted kettle went marching on, giving continuous employment to an army of men and women all over the world, and paying out extra portions of gold to those who long ago had faith in the idea. So having faith, having unstoppable faith, whatever your faith is in, if your faith is in a higher power, if your faith is in positive thinking, if your faith is, I want to be successful, you believe in it, you believe you will succeed. If you have to see it to believe it, I'm sorry, it won't happen. You have to believe it. It has to come from within. Remember, I've always said success comes from within. So all this learning, all these things that we're doing, faith comes from within. So you believe it, you will see it. It's just like here, a great analogy to that is, do you believe your bank down the street has 100,000 cash in it? Well, of course it does. It has to. It has to so it can pay all of its people when they want to come in and cash their checks. Well, if you believe there's $100,000, you can't see it, can you? So you believe it. So why not believe in yourself? Believe in your own personal abilities. If the product of that old brass kettle could talk, it would tell thrilling tales of romance in every language. Romances of love, romances of business, romances of professional men and women who are daily being stimulated by it. I mean, this is what you get excited about, people. This is what you get crazy about in your life. You think about the things that you want, the things you desire, your defining purpose, the amount of money, the nut you have to crack each month in order to get by. That's your defining purpose. That's what you need to make right now in order to make your home-based business work. Let your imagination run. Duplicate, yes, but let your imagination get you excited about life, all the things that are in life. I mean, I was talking to some people yesterday, and they were talking about, negative feelings and negative things in their lives. And I said, go spend some time in a nursing home and go talk to some people that are in much worse shape than you, or go talk to some homeless people. You'll realize very, very quickly how light in comparison your problems are to those folks. And I know that all our problems are serious to us, but how do we overcome those problems? By thinking positive, by doing our affirmations morning and night, and getting through it. Getting through it by thinking positive. Think positive. Push bad people out of your life. Paul, you said something on your Facebook site the other day that was very good about poisonous people. What was that?
I said, I can't remember the exact quote, but something like, you have to eliminate poisonous people from your life. To not do so is masochistic.
Right.
Yeah. Self-inflicting pain on yourself.
It's absolutely true, you know, and I'll tell you what, Paul, you know, I used to say, if you say a person's name, John Williams, and you get negative vibes from that name, draw a line through that name, disassociate with those people. You know, I have people in my family that are so against network marketing, it's not even funny. You know, they're Yale graduates and Dartmouth graduates and so on, and they're just like, you know, why are you going for that? Why are you going after leveraging money when you could be working in a regular job? Well, I was brought up in this industry, and a regular job stands to me just over broke. And the logic is there. You give 25% of yourself at a job, because at a job, people are telling you what to do. And nowadays, with the kind of commitment that's out there, people are just doing what they do to get by so they can get their checks. There isn't the commitment that there used to be. Whereas in network marketing and the kind of business we're in, now we're using 100% of ourselves. And so that the commitment really is there, and we're truly committed to each other. It's a beautiful thing. I have friends all over this universe thanks to this industry. So get excited about where you're going. Use your imagination to get excited about where you're going. Paul?
Great thoughts, Bill. And you reminded me just one thing I want to touch on before we open up the lines. That paragraph that you read, think about that. A world depression earlier on in our history. And the depression, it's interesting because we're facing a similar time right now. And some people I talk to, you know, they're so fear-based of what is happening in our political environment, in our economic environment. You know, we were doing prospecting calls the other day, and Justin had a guy on the phone, and he's like, "Well, man, is the currency going to collapse by like June or December of this year?" And he was asking like question after question. Well, you know, when's the government going to take all our stuff away and institute martial law and all this kind of stuff? And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, civilizations have collapsed throughout history. Now, I'm not saying our civilization is going to collapse, but what I'm saying is that if it does, it's not the first time it's happened, and people have gone through it, and people prosper. Fortunes are made. Fortunes are lost through times of instability. You know, Jim Rohn, I love Jim Rohn. If you haven't listened to Jim Rohn, definitely get some of his stuff. Listen to this man. He's brilliant. One of the things he said that is relevant to what we're talking about here is he would have companies call him in to do consulting, and he would have, you know, sit around this big board table with all these executives and the company CEO, and they would say, Jim, we want to ask you a question. With all of your knowledge, and you travel the world and you see what things are like, we want to know, what are the next 10 years going to be like? And Jim said, you guys really want to know? And they said, yeah, we do. And he said, okay, lean in real close. I'm going to tell you. You ready for this? He goes, the next 10 years are going to be about like the last 10 years. Opportunity mixed with difficulty is the history of our world, people. It's not going to change. We're going to have opportunity. We're going to have difficulty. So don't let the fear of what might happen stop you from prospering. Prepare for the worst, but hope for the best and move forward with faith. Take preparations and let's move forward. And like Bill says, you know, let's focus on manipulating our thoughts, controlling our thoughts, having faith, taking action on a daily basis. That's the only thing that's going to change the world. That's the only thing that's going to change our situation. That's the only thing that's going to change our world, our personal world, the world of the people we care about, and the world in which we live, is if we do these things that we're learning on this call. And there's no limit to ideas, friends. Abundance, prosperity, it can all be yours? You know, this idea that Coca-Cola came about, is there a monopoly on an idea like that? No. You can have whatever idea you want. You can do whatever you want to do. We just have to learn these principles and follow them. So that being said, open up.
You know, I say this a lot, but if you continue to do what you've always done, you'll continue to get what you've always got. You've got to make changes in your life. Whatever those changes are, you have to make those changes. You have to get down and dirty about this, people. You've got to get serious. You've really got to get fired up about your life. And if you continue to do what you've always done, you'll continue to get what you've always got. Start changing things up. You don't have to do major, huge changes today, but start making small, you know, little intellectual changes, things that you haven't done before, and start trying new things and see if it works for you. Trial and error, Paul.
Absolutely. Star 6, ladies and gentlemen, to open up your line. If you have any comments or discussion on today's call, I'd love to hear from you.
Good morning from California. You know, the sun is not up yet, but you guys are, and so you guys are my sunshine this morning. And listen, imagination, it's a wonderful topic, and we've been on this yesterday, and it ranks right up there with your energy. You know, you have to keep your channels clear, or as you, well, you know, imagination is working all the time. You know, it could be working negatively for you, or it could be working positively. And you gotta be in tune. You know, you gotta be in tune. I mean, in line with infinite intelligence. Okay, your imagination is not gonna work the way you would like it to work if you got things that are sapping your energy. You know, you have to keep looking forward. If you keep looking backwards all the time. If you notice when you're driving a car and if you're looking backwards, you know, your foot automatically comes off the gas. Automatically, it's going to come off the gas. And if you're worried about things, problems that are happening to you, the greatest thing that you can do is look outside yourself. Look outside yourself and see, who can I help today? And your imagination is going to start working for you in a positive way. And that's pretty much what I had to say today. I want to thank you for letting me share that.
Thank you, Rick. Love those thoughts. Keep your eye on your goal and your future. You know, look back occasionally in the rearview mirror, yeah, just to see what you can learn from the past. Like Jim Rohn says, gather up the past, invest it in the future, but that's what you got to do. Look back far enough to see what can I learn, and then take your eyes off that rearview mirror and focus on what you see in your mind, your major definite purpose, where you're going, and keep your eye. That's a great analogy. I appreciate that. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Is that Bill?
This is Bill. How you doing?
Hey, doing great. How are you, Bill?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. I'm going to be leaving here this month to go on a Disney cruise. And the reason I brought that up is because one of the greatest examples of imagination is Walt Disney. I mean, look
yes.
at what he's done. There's one in the ship. There are three different dining rooms. Each one of the dining rooms changes as you sit there. The walls literally change before your eyes or different things. I've been on a lot of cruises. This is one I've really been waiting to go on because of all of the things that take place on that cruise ship. So Walt Disney is this, like, to me, the greatest example of imagination. Look what he's done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and do you know how many times he failed, people? Do you know how many times Walt Disney failed? He failed some 17 times in his life before he built that empire. I met Roy Disney. I am actually friends with Roy Disney. So, you know, I know a little bit about this. I also worked for the Disney executives back when I was training. I was hired by Michael Eisner, and he actually helped me out with one of his top cops when I was assaulted in 1996 just off Disney property. And Walt Disney failed numerous times trying to build his empire, but he had an idea and he believed in it and he followed through, and look what he's built. So that perfect example. Thanks, Bill.
Hello?
Anybody else?
Yes, hello.
Hi. I just want to correct a little bit, Bill, about the crisis in the world. In Brazil, we are, in fact, having a complete different experience over there. So we are growing. Brazil is, you know, the sixth economy right now is getting better and better. So,
well, you know, the economy all over the United States is not going down the toilet, so to speak. You know, in Iowa, for instance, land there is going for 32% more than it was last year. Unemployment there is below 5%. So there is a lot of good news out there, and that's why Paul and I really want to start a good news station or a good news channel, because there really is so much good out there if you just look for it. You see, you have to understand the news is only news if they're selling bad news. That's what they're selling us. And so if you watch the news all the time, yeah, you're going to have a bad attitude. You're going to have bad things. So I personally just take that stuff out of your life permanently. I mean, maybe stay abreast with 15 minutes of it a day. But other than that, I mean, like Paul got a newspaper the first of the year that quoted all the different things, all the bad things that happened in 2011, how many murders
the top 10 headlines of 2011. And I looked at the top three, and it was, three officers killed in this location, husband murders wife here. And the top three were all about death and killing. And
right.
The newspaper for me has become my wife gets it because she does coupons, so that's why we get the paper. But the newspaper for me, every once in a while I'll pick it up, look at the front page just to remind myself why I don't read the newspaper. I mean, seriously, you look at the headline on the front page, and it's negative, death, killing, destruction, and I'm like, oh, get that out of my sight. Throw it in the trash. I don't even want to look at that garbage, you know? It's just incredible, and that's what people read. That's what people feed their lives with. It's like, man, no wonder our society is, you know, struggling in some areas. So
we have enough negative thoughts being pushed into our minds on a daily basis, people, without having to have it fed by these news reports, the newspaper, the news. It's all bad news. I mean, there's very rarely do we get good news. I mean, once in a while on Nightly News with Brian Williams, and I don't spy, you know, I'm not saying watch him or anything like that, but they have Making a Difference at the end of the report. Those subjects I like to hear, how people are making a difference in our society. Those things I like to hear. Those things, you know, I like to go out and think about and do something, you know, along similar lines. So, yeah, get the news out of your life. I mean, the news, there's always going to be bad news out there, but there's plenty of good news if you look for it. Paul?
Yeah, opportunity mixed with difficulty. If you want to know what the news in the world is, that's it. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
And focus on where is my opportunity going to come from, and start taking action and work on your head, and man, things are going to be great. Well, let's close out the call. I think we're about 30 minutes here. Ladies and gentlemen, I do appreciate you. I love you. I believe in you. I believe in myself, and I believe in you. I believe in Bill. I know we all have greatness within us, and I'm so excited to be on this journey of self-discovery where we are literally reaching deep down within our souls and bringing out the best in each of us. And in turn, we are tremendously impacting the world for the better. So love you guys. Never give up on your dreams. Make it a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow on the Think and Grow Rich call.
Have a super day, everybody.